From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, President Obama and British Prime Minister Theresa May met to talk about a number of issues, including the Syrian civil war. Prime Minister said she will urge Russia to clear the way for civilians in need to get help.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
After meeting with Prime Minister May, Mr. Obama told reporters the U.S. and Britain will continue strengthening what he called their special relationship, even as London pursues its exit from the European Union.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the consequences of the decision don't end up unraveling what is already a very strong and robust economic relationship that can become even stronger in the future.
The two-day G20 summit began on a diplomatic high note following a joint announcement by President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping that their governments had submitted documents committing them to carrying out the Paris Climate Agreement. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that included the abduction and killing of a young man in a torture cell, which the Bangladesh government said resulted in the deaths of 3 million people. Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka after meeting with his family. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is estimating nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean in the last year, trying to escape fighting and difficult situations in their home countries. During the first 8 months of this year, the agency reports more than 280,000 people have made the sea crossing to Europe. UN says migration patterns have changed, which UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says have caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year. This makes 2016, to date, the deadliest year on record in the Central Mediterranean. The chances of dying on the Libya to Italy route are 10 times higher than when crossing from Turkey to Greece.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund estimates around 500,000 refugee and migrant children have fallen prey to people smugglers who charge large amounts of money to transport migrants to Europe. An anti-immigrant party in Germany may get more votes than previously expected at state polling today. The Alternative for Deutschland party is believed to be attracting voters increasingly unhappy with Chancellor Angela Merkel's so-called open-door refugee policy. Germany has expanded its refugee program that has welcomed tens of thousands of Syrians and other migrants when their lives have been in danger in their home countries. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in a highlight of his Holy Year of Mercy during a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands during a ceremony there in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Some of the sounds of the event. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving in Calcutta on January 6, 1929. Her missionaries of charity have homes for the poor in more than 120 countries, aided by several thousand nuns and over 1 million volunteers. When she died on September 5, 1997, at age 87, her only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. She was put on a fast track to becoming a saint by Pope John Paul II, who also was canonized, becoming a saint 2 years ago. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.